Unemployment in Indiana and across the nation hovers around 10%. Whether you're in Logansport or Los Angeles, it's about the economy. It's about jobs. It's about being prepared for a job. Like other states, Indiana feels an urgency to connect the dots between jobs and higher education. As Governor Mitch Daniels says, the old days are gone.
They're gone. They're long gone. If we want to hold the jobs we have, if we want to add to them, then there isn't an alternative but to have not as well educated, but the best educated and the most skilled workers anywhere.
Data shows by 2018, 55% of all Indiana jobs will require a post-secondary degree. Right now, only a third, 33% of working-age Hoosiers have a post-secondary degree, well below the national average of 38%, according to Lumina Foundation's A Stronger Nation report. Even in this recession, only 5% of college-educated people are unemployed. And that's the silver lining, says Georgetown University economist Tony Carnevale.
Look at the differences in the unemployment rates among people, that a college degree is still your best shelter. When it rains hard enough and long enough, like it has in this recession, everybody gets a little wet. During a recession, when the jobs aren't there, that is the ideal time to go back to college.
Back to college is exactly what 27-year-old Michael Rice did. He lost his job in banking.
To make myself more competitive, I needed to go back and get a degree. And what time is better than now without a job?
Employers across Indiana echo that. Sherry Labs CEO Chris Lamothe.
The days of being able to get by with a high school degree, I think, are officially dead. I would love to hire people that I know are struggling or that maybe don't have, you know, an education. I can't. We have to hire highly educated, articulate people or we can't serve our customers.
But not everyone believes employees need an associate's or bachelor's degree. IUPUI Emeritus Professor Morton Marcus has a different take.
Well, I think that the focus on graduation rates is a great mistake. The issue is not how many people graduate, but what they know.
Indiana ranks 23rd in college completion, says the state's Commission for Higher Education. Only one-third of Indiana's college freshmen earns a degree on time. Only 57% will graduate in 5 years. At the Indiana Chamber of Commerce, Derek Redelman worries about our record of getting students to the finish line, especially for associate's degrees, where demand is high.
If you get an associate's degree in a STEM field, you can make, on average, 40% more than an average bachelor's degree.
Duane Matthews researches national trends at Lumina Foundation. He's followed an imbalance unique to Indiana. Think of it as an import-export market.
Indiana actually produces more four-year college graduates than it employs. So Indiana is a net exporter of four-year college graduates.
In 2003, Indiana was one of the first states to pioneer performance funding, rewarding its state universities not for how many students go in the door, but for how many diplomas go out the door.
We're leading in some ways, but we have so much work to do. We have so much work to do in this state.
It's the numbers that concern Teresa Lubbers, Indiana's higher education commissioner.
In the 1950s, of being about 106% of the national average to we are now 83% of the national average in terms of the per capita personal income. You know, we have just continued to go down and down. If we don't do a better job of increasing the educational attainment of Hoosiers, and I say this not in a disparaging way, but we will be the South of 40 years ago.
I'm Dion Willis in Indianapolis.